The Institute for Wisconsin's Future is a left-of-center research group based in Milwaukee. It says if the governor's plan to have state employees increase their pension and health care payments goes ahead, the private sector would also suffer. Research director Jack Norman says the take-home pay of state employees would be cut by about $1 billion a year, and that could cost 10,000 manufacturing or service jobs.
Doing what the governor wants to do is going to wipe out 10,000 good jobs all across the state simply because we are taking this money out of the hands of state and local employees who could be spending it. So it's about the worst thing you could do in a time when we're trying to build jobs.
Norman says most state employees are middle income who have to spend a lot of what they earn and don't have much to set aside for savings. The corporate-funded Club for Growth doesn't mention that assertion in its new television ad backing Walker's plan.
It's time state employees paid their fair share, just like the rest of us.
This ad urged people to call Racine State Senator Van Wongard, who represents some prison guards and other state employees. Other versions of the ad target other Republican senators who may be uncomfortable with the Walker proposal. Meanwhile, the AFL-CIO has started ads that go after Walker's plan to take away many collective bargaining rights for most unionized public employees. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.